conventional civilians.
You're listening to TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio. TalkZone.com. And now, more of Barely Legal.
Okay, this portion of the Barely Legal Show is brought to you by Provision Rx, which offers discount prescription drug cards, which are free and can save you up to 60% on all your medications. Go to RobinEarl81.net to print out your free card today. Well, hey, I'm glad that Bob is able to stay on the line because we got one of his good old pals, a former teammate. And, you know, when I played with the Bears, what a great offensive line coach this gentleman was, Coach Dick Stanfield. You know, you call him Coach, you know, like, you know, even though that his name is Dick Stanfield, but I call him Coach. And I think that's usually the way it works, doesn't it, guys? How you doing, Coach Stanfield?
Well, that's about it. Everybody calls me Dick. Except a few guys that I play with, they call me Coach.
What does Bob Sinclair call you?
I call him Richie.
That's right.
What is that?
That's my name, Richard.
Richard. Oh, Richard. Yeah.
I call him Richie, yeah.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad. Hey, Bob, glad you could hang on for a few minutes here and get you into the next two segments. But you guys got to have some great war stories.
Let me tell you something about USF, if I could.
Sure.
And Rich, just chime in any time, but I can remember when we played, and we were undefeated and untied in 1951, and we were all excited about, you know, they were wanting to play in the Orange Bowl that we thought we had an invitation to, which we obviously they invited us, but they made one stipulation. They said that we couldn't bring our two black players behind, you know, with us, and we had to leave them behind. Well, we didn't even consider that. The two black players were Ollie Mattson, who later was a star with the Rams and in the Hall of Fame, and then Burl Toler, who happened to be the first black referee in the NFL. And we, at that time, we just said, hey, no way. You know, we're not going to do that. These are brothers, and what the hell? In fact, they're making a movie out of it, and I'm waiting to, you know, hopefully this coming year it'll be coming out. Undefeated, untied, and uninvited.
That's incredible.
Wow.
So how many Hall of Famers did you have in that team? They had you, Ollie Mattson, and then Dick Stanfield, who should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they had Gino Marchetti.
Marchetti, yeah.
Well, I forgot about Gino. Yeah, we had Gino on a couple months ago.
About a month, a month or two ago, yeah.
Ollie Mattson, myself, and Gino Marchetti, and Rich should have been there, damn it. And then what do you call it? And then our publicist, who was our classmate, happened to, you know, I don't know, you probably remember him. His name was Pete Rizzell.
Of course.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, don't we have some kind of a pension, Pete Rizzell or something, guys? Or whatever it's worth, anyway.
He helps a lot.
Yeah, hey, Coach Stanfield, how you doing, man? I see every once in a while you're still in the local area here in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I'm still up in Libertyville, outside of Chicago.
Right. How's your son doing?
My son's doing fine.
Good.
All out working and doing well.
Fantastic. You sound great, man. I'm looking at your bio here. Born in 27. It makes you 83. My goodness. You were an upperclassman to Bob, huh?
Yeah, I was in the service, and I came out of the service, and I went to USF.
Oh, okay. So you guys played about the same time frame then, right?
Well, at college, yeah, but not at high school.
Yeah, no, I mean in college, right. And I'm sorry, you played most of your career with the Detroit Lions, of course, and of course on with the Redskins.
Yeah, well, Detroit Lions for about 5 years and Redskins three.
You only got 6 years, 7 years in the NFL. Was there a reason for that?
Pardon me?
Why did you only play 6 or 7 years in the NFL?
Well, I had a chance to go coach, so I took the chance to coach at Notre Dame with Joe Koharich.
Oh, really? Okay.
He gave me an opportunity to coach, so I hung it up and said, I might as well go coach now. I have an opportunity to go to Notre Dame.
So who blocked Gino Marchetti?
We didn't blame him because we weren't getting paid crap then, you know.
We were getting paid crap.
Well, that's why I didn't go into coaching back when I got out of the pros. There was no money in it. Now look at it, guys. Look at it now.
It makes me sick.
It's a lot.
Johnny Rowland's getting more money from his pension from coaching than when he played.
Oh, I know. Unbelievable.
Isn't it crazy, guys, how, you know, I'm just the next generation next to you on the younger side, but isn't it just absolutely, you know, in our area here, Bob, we signed three players to the White Sox. We got Adam Dunn, Paul Konerko, and AJ came back. Combined, $56 million, $37.5 million, $8 million. Add that up. That's over $100 million in a four-year span for three guys. Can you imagine that?
No, I just got off the floor.
I wonder what that thud was.
I've been solidly for 20 years.
It's just unbelievable. And you got to admire Coach Ditka for trying to help out some of the retired players.
Yes.
You know?
In fact, after every I've been going back to the Hall of Fame for the last 20 years when I went in. And after the game, I always go up to make a stop in Chicago. And Richie and I and his son and sometimes Butkus will come along and we'll go to Mike Ditka's restaurant. We'll sit upstairs and eat the good food and smoke the cigars.
Who gets the bill? Who pays the bill?
Dick does.
Of course.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. Well, what do you call it? Mike does. You know what I mean?
He takes care of the bill.
He could afford it.
Hey, we got about 20 seconds. I want you guys to hang on. I want to bring you on after the commercial break, talk some more. Oh, this is great, man. You know, we're going to tell some good stories. And this is the Barely Legal Show. And stay tuned. We're going to have Bob St. Clair and Coach Dick Stanfield come back after the break.